A Ruined House by Mick Manning. This is my favourite house. I like it because it has gone to rack and ruin. To get to it, you have to walk across boggy fields and past a huge holly tree. Then you climb a fence into what used to be the garden. Wild plants have taken it over. Wagtails nest behind the rowan tree, and lizards live in crannies among the mossy stones. You can look around and imagine what happened after the people left. Imagine how an abandoned house became a ruin. First, the rain dripped down the chimney and everything turned damp. Fungus spread over the woodwork and all the rooms began to smell of mould. Insects moved in and ferns sprouted from cracks in the stone. The weather broke through the windows. The plaster and the floorboards rotted away and slowly the house began a new life. Frost loosened the cement that held the house together, and storms toppled some of its heavy stones into the stream. Brown trout shelter under them now, and you can climb down the bank and see. You have to wade through the chest-high nettles to get back to the doorway. It is low and carved out of stone, with deep holes on either side for the big heavy bolts that once barred the door. Part of the roof has collapsed. The beams fell down one winter under heavy snow. Now they lie jumbled on the floor. They make a good resting place for butterflies on sunny days. It's dark indoors, but if you're very quiet, you might see a family of barn owls peering down at you from a fireplace high on the wall. So there was an upstairs room here once where people sat telling each other stories around the fire while winter gales howled outside and rattled the window panes. Now the windows have no panes, and swallows fly freely in and out. They've built their mud nest round a big rusty hook on the post that holds the roof up. You can climb outside again through the old pigsty. You can sit quietly under tumble-down wall and wait for the dusk when the barn owls come out to hunt. When darkness falls, it's time to go. But as you walk away up the fields, you can't help looking back to watch the bats chasing moths around the chimney stack. This ruin has been a haven for wild plants and creatures ever since its people left it. Will you keep it secret? The end.